Today, I wanted to discuss the impact of a Zoom call because this is one that came up in a workshop I was in the other day, where there was this idea of we're ignoring the digital footprint and the fact that there is a cost environmentally to all the digital things that we are consuming. And maybe we should be dialing back on that. And specifically, the question was, should young people be dialing back on the social media? Because and millennials should be using less Zoom calls to save the planet, and instead we all should be having phone calls or not using social media and kind of phones and Instagram and all that stuff, because isn't it, it's bad and it's ruining everything. I think it was slightly tongue in cheek, or at least I hope it was. But I just wanted to explore that a little bit more, because this is it's not an uncommon thought or process that I've seen, where there's a few articles, especially about kind of this time last year, where everyone suddenly switched to working from home, and everyone's like, "Well, what is the impact of a Zoom call? It's actually, turning your video off is going to save a bunch of a bunch of energy, and is going to help save the planet," which I think, it is true in the fact that if you turn your video off, you're going to be using less energy. But I think there are one social reasons why you shouldn't do that, because it means that it's just less fun, and it's much harder to communicate. But also, I think it's missing the point in the fact that it's not comparing it to anything. So it's kind of operating in this silo, in this little bubble. So I wanted to put some context around that. In this case, for a workshop where, let's imagine we're hosting an event and we're going to have 20 people coming for an hour workshop, either via Zoom or via car. Because I think now that we expect in Scotland, especially, we've been having slightly more in-person events starting to happen again. They're having more people traveling for those, and especially around COP26, there's quite a few that are out of town events that are going on. And this idea of, like, should it be via Zoom? Should it be via in person? And I think it's that idea of a climate impact, is what is the benefit of it? If those people are coming to an event, and then that's going to have a very positive impact on the climate, and it's going to change policy, etc., that's worthwhile. If it's just a workshop you're going to sit in the background of, then maybe actually Zoom is a much better way of doing that. So just to put some figures to that and explore it a little bit further, I think what we're missing here really is the context of just in your daily life, how much emissions you're generating from things like driving a few miles to a meeting versus hopping on a Zoom call and talking to people for a bit. So I've used the figures here from Traffic Scotland, and also from a blog from David Mitten around Zoom video conferencing, where he goes into extreme detail around this, and it's a really good article and write-up of the impact of kind of Zoom and where they're failing to maybe discuss fully there and have full transparency on their emissions impact, which, get in the queue of everyone else, all the other tech companies that aren't doing that as well. But so if we just look at, let's say we've got 20 people coming to a workshop for an hour, because that's about roughly how many people are on this Zoom call that we had today. For kind of 1 hour of video, you're talking, oh, sorry, for two people for an hour of video, according to David's article, you're looking at around 0.012 kilos of CO2 emitted, generated from the power that is powering the servers and the data servers and the centers that's moving all the bandwidth and all the pixels around of that video call. So therefore, if you've got 20 people for an hour, you're looking at around 0.12 kilos of CO2, or around 120 grams. So not a huge amount there, really. If we then look at that and compare that to 20 people driving just 10 miles, so a total travel time of around 200 miles, the idea there being that, 10 miles round trip probably is fairly reasonable to assume here. 5 miles there, 5 miles back. Maybe you're living closer and you're doing a few kind of errands on that route, or maybe you're just driving slightly further as well. If you're doing that in an SUV, sorry, let's look at two different cars. We'll look at the SUV, an SUV, so a larger kind of 2 liter engine or above, and then also a small car, so like a Hyundai i10 or a Toyota Aygo or something like that, like the little hire cars that are quite often dotted around city centers. In the smaller car, you're looking at around 55 kilos of CO2 for those 200 miles. So that's 20 people driving 10 miles each. So about 5 kilos personally for that Zoom call. Or in an SUV, that then doubles to 95 kilos. So I think this is a real challenge in the fact that driving is not equal, in that someone driving an SUV is going to be doing roughly twice the amount of damage as someone driving a smaller economical car, even if they're both petrol. And then if you kind of I've not got figures for electric here, but David does discuss it in his article and break it down as well. But that's going to be significantly less than either of those based on Scotland's energy supply anyway. It's going to be basically zero kilos of CO2, excluding the lifetime impact of generating that car, but that's not included in the emissions for the petrol one either. So a bit of a side rant there. But I think this is what we're really lacking context on, in that you've got a Zoom call, which for 20 people is going to be about 120 grams with video on in HD. Or if you go to an in-person event, you're talking for 10 people, for 20 people to drive 10 miles, you're looking at around, what, a thousand times that? So you're going from 120 grams to, if they're all arriving in SUVs, you know, you've got 95 kilos of CO2 there. So 100 grams to 95 kilos is just such a big, it's an order of magnitude larger that isn't being discussed. And we don't really have this reference for, in that individually, that's probably only 10 kilos. So it's still the same disconnect, but it's, you know, 10 kilos doesn't sound that bad, but we don't have anything to compare it against. We don't have that reference point. So next time you hear people moaning about, oh, Zoom calls are eating all the energy up and maybe we should all be, you know, getting off our social media and going meeting people in person. The answer is yes, we probably should be doing that, but not for environmental reasons, just because environmentally Zoom is having such a minimal impact that it's not worth worrying about, because we can quite easily decarbonize it. We know how to generate electricity from low carbon sources, so we can do that. With cars, we also know how to do it, but it's still far more environmentally intensive to produce an electric SUV or produce an electric vehicle than it is not to. So actually less travel overall is just generally the best option here, unless you're walking or cycling to the meeting, which most people aren't, just based on the average stats in the UK. So I think it was a bit one of those things that really annoyed me, in terms of someone going, oh, look, isn't Zoom bad? Isn't people being on their phones bad? Isn't, you know, there's a bit of a trope there and a bit of a, oh, this other person is a problem because they're using all of this energy on social media and they don't realize how bad it is. But then that person might be hopping in their car and driving to Tesco's to buy a pint of milk. And that's a 5-mile journey, which is then going to generate 100 times or 1,000 times the amount of energy that the person on social media on Zoom consumes in an entire day. So I think it's just important to have context here and just to start thinking about the scale and start trying to gather data for these things and start just thinking about your actions and how they impact on things and try and put things in context. It's not that Zoom is bad and it's not necessarily that driving is bad. It's about using both when they are most appropriate. And, you know, if you can't avoid driving somewhere, that's fine. But just make sure that all the other things that you're doing where you can avoid driving there, you're actually doing that instead. So it's changing that mindset and going, well, you know, if I've got a certain carbon budget of 5 tons of CO2 a year, driving 200 miles or driving, you know, 10 miles to this meeting is going to consume 10 kilos of that budget. And therefore, I need to be mindful whether that's actually the best use of that budget or not, and that carbon spend. So just try and bring context into everything you're doing. Bit of a ranty one. Apologies for the length of this. This is probably a bit rambly, but it's an important one, I think, because I've just been very annoyed by the amount of people who are constantly moaning about the impact of digital services, like that is a reason for them to make it someone else's problem, essentially. Thank you very much.